Chapter 1. I hate living in the future. That was Mama Zola's response every time my twin brother Kobe mentioned to her she needed a cell phone. I like the past better. Simpler times, she said. Just give me a rotary phone, a typewriter, and a transistor radio, and I'm good. And that was the line she gave when he told her that a cell phone wasn't a thing of the future. People have been using them for more than 20 years. But that was Zola Jackson. She wasn't much for change. We were at Mama Zola's church, Everlasting Missionary Baptist Church, on the outskirts of Timber Lake in the unincorporated limits of Porter. We were dropping her off, and Kobe wanted to be sure she could reach us if she needed to. I was with her on the cell phone, though. I rarely kept mine on. The bookstore and my house had landlines, and I was always one place or the other. Plus, I didn't have many people to talk to. Mama Zola was so excited about the day. It hadn't been long since she'd moved to our lakeside town. She'd come to help me and Kobe at our cafe and bookstore, Books and Biscuits. This was a new church home for Mama Zola. She hadn't wasted any time joining the month after she settled in her new place, a few blocks from our store. Kobe wanted to make sure she was okay, since he would no longer be in the city to keep an eye on her. Kobe and I had driven her and Pete Howers to the church so they could get set up for the annual Founders Day potluck. A red brick church with a white wooden steeple, it was one story and had had two additions added over the years, one on each side of the atrium, the original building where the chapel was located. The additions were long and L-shaped with lots of closed doors. We'd come in through the chapel. Today would be Mama Zola's first time participating, and she was trying to show out. She'd been up cooking since 3 a.m., and if she didn't turn us loose soon, we were going to be late opening our place of business. It was already 8:45. Everyone in Timber Lake who'd been to Books and Biscuits knew she was a great cook, an awesome cook. She was the one we gave credit to for our soul rolls. They were bringing in people in droves. Juicy greens or Hoppin' Johns inside a flaky, crunchy egg roll wrapper. And then Kobe had even come up with dessert ones, sweet potatoes and apple crumble. I sure was looking forward to anything Mama Zola was going to serve today for the church event. Kobe and I had planned on coming back around lunchtime to eat. But now she was nervous just the same, and excited, and driving us crazy. I hope I cooked enough. She surveyed the spread of food, worry etched across her face. I bet a lot of people will come. We were in the church's kitchen, a spacious area off the back of the main church in one of the additions, right behind the baptismal area. Cabinets and counters flanked newer-looking appliances, and the walls were painted a cheery but faint yellow. We helped Mama Zola unload her foil-topped dishes onto the large aluminum countertop island. It seemed we were the first ones there, and probably the ones with the most food. Most potluck attendees, at least in my experience, only brought one covered dish. She probably had about 20.
I think you'll be fine, Kobe said.
I don't know. I ordered 4 bags of peaches for my cobblers, and they only sent 3. She turned and looked at me. And you ate 2 of those, Keaton.
I only ate 2 peaches.
I held up fingers that could have denoted the number or a peace sign. Both gestures I hoped would help my cause.
Not 2 bags.
A sheepish look on my face, I hung my head. I had eaten them. Couldn't deny that. And I knew I was going to hear about it from her. She did not hold her tongue at all. But they were ripe and, oh, so sweet and juicy.
I didn't say you ate 2 bags, but those 2 made a difference.
Sorry, I said. Again, but she had moved on. Are you sure you got all the pans out of the car? She looked toward the door as if she could see it from there. Pete, her designated assistant for the day, although his usual job was in the bookstore with me, had gotten a serving cart from inside the church with the help of Rocco. Rocco Jackson, no relation to Mama Zola, looked more like a bouncer at a corner bar than the church's designated security and parking lot attendant. Muscles popping.